This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Over the past 2 years, Michelle has been seen by doctors on at least 6 occasions. 2 were for unwanted pregnancies, 2 were for injuries, and 2 were for sexually transmitted infections. In all cases, she reported that doctors treated her well, but in no case did anyone ask whether she was a victim of sexual trafficking. No one ever asked her questions about her safety so they could offer assistance. Unless someone took the time to review her history of the 6 visits and then took the time to ask her some difficult questions, it's easy to miss a victim of sex trafficking. One study reports that in Oakland, California, 77% of trafficking victims saw a doctor regularly. Few, if any, were ever asked questions that might lead to their identification. Sex trafficking is defined as the inducement, recruitment, harboring, transportation, obtaining, or providing of a person by force, fraud, or coercion for commercial sex. This could be prostitution, but also pornography, strip clubs, escorts, truck stops, or the like. This is nothing short of modern slavery. Now, not surprisingly, the impact of sex trafficking on a victim is profound and includes stigma, shame, and the need for concealment. There are also both short and long-term physical and psychological effects. There are the sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, abortions, physical abuse, including burns and broken bones, malnutrition, depression, anxiety, PTSD, and suicidality. Dr. Ron Chambers, an expert in sex trafficking from Dignity Health, teaches classes to medical students and doctors about how to identify and care for these high-risk people. Chambers points out that the stereotype of sex trafficking victims as being from foreign countries is misleading. Yes, some are, but Michelle is 15, from the Midwest, and is a runaway who came to California to escape her brutal childhood. Sex trafficking is not restricted to seedy parts of big cities. A map published by Polaris of the U.S. and California shows that sex trafficking is everywhere. Estimates are that about 100,000 young people are sex trafficking victims. Most are young women and girls, but others are young men and boys. Dr. Chambers explains that the only way not to find this problem is to not look for it. Risk factors for sex trafficking include homelessness, poverty, child abuse, and drug use. Almost always, victims are led to believe that nobody other than their exploiter cares about their well-being. But health providers are among the few professionals who come in contact with these victims regularly, and we need to do a better job of identifying the red flags so that we can offer them trauma-informed care, including holistic safety services, connecting them with community organizations that can help protect them and eventually free them from bondage. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.